I'm Katie Weaver.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a stalwart liberal on the U.S. Supreme Court since 1993, died Friday at the age of 87. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
87-year-old Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a diminutive woman, but a towering champion of liberal causes and women's rights. She was the court's second female justice. The Supreme Court says Ginsburg died of complications from metastatic pancreatic cancer. Her death just 6 weeks before Election Day is likely to set off a heated battle over whether President Trump should nominate a replacement. Ginsburg announced in July she was undergoing chemotherapy treatment for lesions on her liver. It was the latest of several battles with cancer. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Donald Trump again touted progress on a coronavirus vaccine Friday, telling a news conference that as soon as a vaccine is approved, widespread distribution will begin immediately. Speaking at the White House, the president said distribution would begin within 24 hours after notice, adding that he expects to have enough vaccines available for every American by April.
As part of Operation Warp Speed, my administration's manufacturing all of the most promising vaccines in advance. And actually, it'll be fairly long in advance. As soon as a vaccine is approved, the administration will deliver it to the American people immediately. Distribution will begin within 24 hours.
As of now, there are several trials underway around the world, but a safe and effective vaccine has not been produced. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said a viable vaccine might not be ready until the middle of next year. You can find more.